Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. I hope you're doing fantastic today, and I hope your week has been going well so far. So what we're going to talk about today is joy and passion and how to become or how to find joy and passion in your life, because so many people are very stressed out. They are feeling very sucked, like their energy sucked up. And that's no way to live. So today I actually have a guest. Her name is Anne Timpany, and she's the founder of the Academy for Joyful Leadership and Joy School, internationally known speaker and author, and a Joy Emergency Kit in the forthcoming Joy Mastery Playbook. Through her Joy School events, retreats, joy tours, and online courses, Anne shares tools and practices for living in joy, empowering people to live from their souls and to create lives of passion, purpose, and freedom. Using laughter and play as tools for transformation and spiritual awakening, Anne shines her light as a beacon of inspiration as she invites each person to remember their true joyful nature and to be the unique, magnificent embodiment of this divine that they were born to be. I'd love to welcome Anne. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and my first question is, what does it mean to practice joy?
Yes, it's a game changer for most people, because so often we think that joy has to be something that we feel as a result of something outside of us, or perhaps it's a moment of grace that touches us, and then we feel joy. So what my work and play is about turning the whole paradigm inside out and say, you know what, if you want really to live a life of joy, let's start by being the source of the joy and igniting that core within us that is capable of generating joy and being a force of joy in the world. So to start by adopting joy as a practice, what I've discovered is going to the very fundamental cellular level to say, how can I be joy right now? Skip those struggles, skip the trying to manipulate the world and control the circumstances in order to feel joy. I just want to feel joy right now. So that's the essence of practicing joy. Now, what I would do is simply go to the fundamentals of basic biochemistry. How can I create the biochemistry of joy in my body? Now, this is where it gets really fun and stretches people out of their comfort zone, because most people aren't accustomed to thinking this way.
Right.
But if we just go to the fact that we have these incredible bodies and we just haven't been really knowing how to use them in a conscious, empowered way, we discover we have all these tools and power within us. The first step is simply activating three muscle groups that actually create the biochemistry of joy in your body. The first one is your cheeks. When you pull the corners of your mouth up into a smile, go ahead and do that right now. Just let those cheeks come up. That's muscle group number one. The second muscle group is letting the corner of your eyes crinkle so that you have a real genuine smile on your face. Cheeks, eyes. Now, even though that feels so simple, can you just feel a very subtle shift as to how that starts to relax your being? Just very subtle.
Yes. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so starting with that, here's the cool thing. When we just activate those two muscle groups, the motion of those two muscles sends a signal to our brain that tells our brain to start producing endorphins. Even though we haven't done anything drastic or major, our brain is now starting to trickle out this flow of endorphins, which is the fundamental building blocks of helping us feeling just a sense of well-being and peace and like all is well in the world. So that's the first two muscle groups. Now, the third muscle group that takes it off the charts is activating our diaphragm muscle, which is right underneath our rib cage. This is our breathing muscle. And typically, we are just breathing naturally and normally most of the time, very shallow upper chest breathing, unless we're engaged in some type of exercise. But what we've discovered is that activating this diaphragm muscle through prolonged exhalation actually calms our nervous system and brings our body into that state of feeling at peace and joyful.
Right.
So rather than just doing breathing exercises with a smile, I've discovered through my own life experience that choosing intentional laughter has a way of flooding the body with the biochemistry of joy. So let's try this together. If you just put a smile on your face, bring up the corners of your mouth, crinkle your eyes, take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, we're just going to add some laughing sound effects just to activate our diaphragm muscle. So it'll sound like this. It's really, really, really simple. And the first time everyone tries it, they're like, well, that feels weird. I'm faking laughter. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I don't know. I don't know. And you get hit with this wall of resistance, right?
Right.
But it's like any other muscle in our body. The more we use it, the stronger it gets, the easier it is to use. So when I started this practice about 4 years ago, it felt really bizarre and weird. Just quite frankly, I was a little mortified because I'm like, people are going to think I'm crazy. That's just weird to laugh by yourself for no reason, right?
Right.
But I have to tell you, it has totally transformed my life so much and the lives of all those that I've been working with that I can't stop now. I've become this evangelist of laughter because it is so powerfully transformative. But really, that's the heart of what I mean by practicing joy. It starts with simply choosing to flood ourselves with the biochemistry of happiness. And from there, there are major shifts that happen in our physical body, in our emotional state, in our cells, in the way our brain is wired. There's just so many layers to this that as we just go, ha, 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 you're actually making the physical shift that allows you to access a higher level of consciousness, a deeper level of truth and intuition and heart wisdom, and just relaxing into the authentic truth of who you are.
Right.
And so
right.
There's many, many, many layers of this, but that's the heart of practicing joy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it sounds so simple, but I'm going to ask you this, all right?
Yes.
How can we be joyful when it feels like there's just little reason to feel joy? Like, what if we're grieving? What if we're really disappointed and we're just down? I mean, what do you suggest then?
Yeah, no, it's a perfectly valid question because life is not all butterflies and roses.
No,
and
it certainly,
certainly
is not.
It is very challenging to laugh on days when things are not going well.
Right.
And grieving is kind of a special circumstance. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment.
Okay.
But for most day-to-day life circumstances where you're just frustrated or disappointed or sad or you feel betrayed or, you know, all of these negative emotions that feel heavy and dense.
Right.
So those are the times when you feel like laughing, you know, you curse at the person who suggests, oh, why don't you laugh? You just want to smack them, right? There is nothing worse. But what I've found is usually all of those emotions are just an indicator that some part of your body, mind, or being is experiencing tension. It's a tension between where you are right now and where you want to be.
Right.
And the magic is really finding an outlet to release the tension.
Right.
So in those days, often what I'll do is we'll just dive into the heart of what's wrong right now. What are you feeling frustrated about? And it's really helpful to get it out on the table. And so what I do is we just tell a laughter story. And there's nothing funny about this. But let's just say I just found out my dog is diagnosed with an incurable bone cancer, and he's not going to recover. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? That didn't happen to me personally, but just using an anecdote of somebody I was speaking with yesterday.
Okay.
So there's nothing funny there, but in that moment of saying, wow, my dog is really sick and he's going to die, ha, 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 there's this incongruency that happens in our brain because part of your brain is going, oh, that's not funny. And the other part is using the words ha, ha, ha to vocalize something light. And in that discrepancy is that space where you're no longer in the space of knowing anything. It kind of confuses your brain and you go into this state of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And as you continue playing with that and saying, well, you know, what else is wrong? And I just tripped and fell down my steps and, you know, skinned my knee. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
So you just keep adding to it. And I just found out that I'm going to be late to pick up my son from daycare. Ha, ha,
right.
Ha, ha, ha. You know, just pile it on and get it all out on the table. And inevitably what happens is some form of catharsis. Either something strikes you as so absurd that you start to break out laughing.
Oh.
Or it strikes you as, wow, there's just something there that needs to be released. And then the tears can flow. And either way, the tension is released.
Mm-hmm.
And now as you discharge the built-up emotions from your body, you feel this lightness that happens because you've released the tension. And now you're just free of whatever that negative emotion was. It's cleared out of your system. And now you're back into just being present with, wow, here's my life right now. Here's what's happening. Now, how am I going to respond in a way that keeps me moving forward, that helps me stay centered? You know, we just access the deeper truth of who we are that can be really mindful and present in the moment, not buffeted around by our negative emotions.
Right.
So in that context, it's just a really a tool for catharsis that really alleviates the tension in a fast, fast way so that you can just be free to be your true self, not guided by your emotional wavering self, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Wow. Okay.
So really the heart of joy is being able to feel the full spectrum of emotions. I use laughter as a portal, but really it's feeling everything and just being really increasing your emotional intelligence is what we're really doing at the heart of this.
Right, right. So how did you come to this idea of using laughter and joy as a practice?
Yeah, in a way it feels a little bit like this practice found me because I feel like I was the most unlikely candidate to do something like laughing for no reason with people. I was previously a very left-brain, analytical, kind of serious person, and being silly or playful was way out of my comfort zone.
Right, right.
In our culture, you know, if you are silly and playful, nobody takes you seriously.
Right.
And so if you are a smart person, you fall into this persona of being serious because that's just how our culture is kind of wired. And so I found myself down this path with I have a master's degree in history, and I was working some jobs that would be jobs that made sense and would make money and so on. And I just found that I was really, really depressed. And nothing in my life was working. I didn't like my work. I was in an unhealthy relationship. I felt really, really stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And when we feel stuck is when we feel most disempowered and depressed and all of that. So I was in this place of desperate searching for clarity. Like, who am I? What is my purpose? What can I do in the world? How can I get out of this pit I've created for myself? And it's just this really dark period of my life. And from that was this intense period of just asking. I didn't even know who I was asking, like the universe, God. I don't even know who's there, but hello, if anyone's listening, I need some help. And I kept just asking and kind of meditating and pleading with whatever, whoever would be listening, for clarity. And in all of that period of time, I discovered that quotation by Joseph Campbell, and he wrote, "Follow your bliss, and doors will open where before there were none." And it really struck me. I was like, oh, it sounds amazing. Follow your bliss. Sign me up. I'll follow my bliss, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And from that place of just asking, like, every day, what is my bliss? I wish I knew what my bliss was. I would get out of this pit if I could just find my bliss. Over and over. This magazine article crossed my path, and it talked about the science of laughter and what happens in our body when we laugh, just like I described at the beginning of our call. And then it went on to describe somebody called a laughter leader.
Mm-hmm.
It was a practice called laughter yoga is what I was first introduced to. And this article just talked about people who would gather others in a circle to laugh for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the serious part of me was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Right.
And
right.
This other part of me just struck a chord right in my gut, right in my solar plexus, this mm-hmm. flickering of aliveness that just felt like, I think I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the very first step as I kind of continued navigating this mess of my life, and my marriage was deteriorating and my job career path was going nowhere, and I didn't take laughter seriously. I filed that magazine article in a drawer and shoved it into the back of my mind, kept looking for something serious, like, no, really, I need a serious path here. What's my bliss? That
right.
was the only thing that started coming back to me over and over was, well, that's the only thing I can think of that would be in the vicinity of bliss, to laugh with people. Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up going ahead and finding a way to get certified as a laughter yoga teacher. And as I started laughing on a weekly basis as part of the training, I discovered that just that little bit of laughing once a week was helping me feel more connected with my intuition and just clearing out the fog of confusion that I had in my brain about what is it I'm here to do. It was like laughter was putting on the big windshield wipers on the windshield of life, like, oh, I could see clearly now, ha, 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 ha. And I just woke up one day and knew, I know what I want to do with my life. I had a sense of purpose. I had clarity. I had a vision. And I, for the first time in my life, knew exactly what my bliss was and what I wanted to do. And
right.
it was simply leading joy tours around the world and sharing the gift of laughter as a tool for transformation and bringing together people through this universal language of laughter and truly embodying the fact that there are no differences beyond, you know, our cultural and natural and national and language differences. We all laugh the same in every language, and we are all human, and this beautiful connection and intimacy happens when we laugh together. And I just knew that is what I want to devote my life to, is sharing this gift and bringing people together through joy and laughter. So
wow.
just that insight transformed my life so much instantly. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't have a clue how to do it. I had no experience in any of that, but I've just remembered, well, Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, and doors uh-huh. will open. I'm going to live this experiment and see where it goes. And so I decided to devote my life to sharing laughter, and one by one I've been leading tours and retreats and classes and programs around the world, bringing people together through the voice of laughter and watching people just come alive before my eyes through this very simple practice that is like the secret under that's been hiding in plain sight. We all have this capacity to laugh, but we just haven't brought this level of consciousness to it to say, wow, we can use laughter as a tool for spiritual awakening, for connecting with our highest self, for raising our consciousness and raising the vibration of the planet. This is pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm going to ask, though, I want to come back to grieving because you said we were going to talk about that.
Yes, yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad mm-hmm. you did. And now, this one, I do have to caveat, I've been, I guess, blessed in that since I have been on this path of laughing, I have not had any intense loss that has put me in a state of deep grief. However,
okay.
my colleagues, I have several people who are also in this line of work and sharing laughter, who have, you know, the loss of a loved one,
right.
The passing of a mother or a daughter or
right.
the end of a relationship. And what all of those and my clients as well have found is that grieving just needs to be honored. It just
yeah.
is this process in itself that needs to be honored. And also choosing to just carve out a period of time to intentionally laugh every day somehow allows the grieving process to, I don't know if accelerate is the right word,
mm-hmm.
but it releases the resistance to feeling the pain. And what I found, what they've said to me anyway, is that just the laughter has allowed this deeper sense of peace in the grieving process because each one of them has found this connection with their true self that allows them to stay functional and stay just awake in the world, even though their body and their mind and their emotional state is processing the loss through grief.
Right.
Right.
The laughter has been this lifeline that just once a day to laugh for 10 minutes or whatever it is that they've done at a practice. It's the most common one I've heard. It's just laughing for 10 minutes is like this huge flushing of the system, because just from a physical level, when you are grieving, it's just pouring through the stress hormones in our body, and we've got to be able to flush those out of our system to stay connected with our true self. And laughter really does that. As you laugh, it allows the stress hormones to pour out of your body and flood your body with the hormones of happiness, so that just at a cellular level, you're not completely consumed by the grief. You have a better balanced perspective of it and a connection that transcends the grief, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so. No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's, for those who are going through the process and are able to practice that, that shows that they're very, I don't want to say the word strong, because you know what? Whenever I've had a difficult time and someone says to me, "Oh, you're so strong," it just annoys me.
You know? Right, right.
I don't know how to put it. But anyway,
yeah.
thank you for sharing that. So I'm just going to ask you, can you show us an example of how to practice joy?
Yes, let's see. How much time do we have? I don't want to go on too long here because I could go on forever. Let's see.
Okay.
The fast one.
In a nutshell.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, let's just do a very, very super fast basic exercise that allows you to use the power of your body to step into the core of joy that's always within you. And it's just like anything else, the more you practice it, the more it opens up. So when you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or depressed, what if you could be a stage actor and were stepping on stage and you just had to use your body to convey how this character is feeling and you couldn't use words, what would be your body posture? Just go ahead and feel into depressed or overwhelmed or scared. And just notice how your head droops, your body contracts.
Right.
Usually there's a gaze downward and just a heaviness to your body. Okay, just observing how our body is a mirror for our attitude in every moment, we can now empower ourselves to change our body posture to choose a joyful posture or something that reconnects us with our true selves. So stepping out of that posture for a moment, shaking it off, and now breathing in the truth of knowing your true divine nature, the fact that you are this beautiful soul that is on a magnificent path of expanding into your true self, that you are filled with a light that is the capacity to share kindness and goodness in the world. You have that within you, this ability to be a force of good in the world simply by your tiniest actions, spreading smiles, sharing compliments, anything, just living in a way that brings you deep joy and nourishes your soul. Now again, excuse me, imagining that you're on stage and you're embodying this character to the audience, somebody who is filled with personal power and filled with this light that shines beauty into the world, what is your body posture like as you convey that persona to the stage or from the stage? Just breathing in, you might find your arms outstretching. Take a deep breath in and breathe in. Notice how your chest expands, your gaze is up, your chin is up. Feel your feet firmly underneath your body. And now as you stretch your arms out, take a deep breath in, just breathing in the best version of you that's ever been and will ever be. And on the exhale, we're going to add some laughter sounds and just relax into laughing into your true self. Here we go, deep breath in. Beautiful. That's just like the shortest direct path of getting the hang of using embodiment as a practice.
Right.
The point is just tuning into how you feel after you've expanded and breathe life into your best self and laugh, observing the sensations. How do you feel?
Hmm. No, definitely there's a shift. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the 2-minute version. So if we spent, you know, 3 or 4 minutes on it, it goes even deeper.
Right.
And in fact,
right.
That's the gift that I want to share with all the listeners is I've created a program that allows you to do these practices in 5 minutes a day or less, but just really stepping into your best self and embodying your best, highest nature through the practice of using your body as a tool and using intentional laughter as a practice. And so if you visit my website at embodyingjoy.com/freegift, that's going to take you straight to the place where you can download the video series that I've created. It's actually a DVD, and you get the digital download version for free. This is a product that I'm giving away just because I'm so passionate about sharing this with everyone because it's so powerful. And then there's an e-book that goes with it. You can scan that through and just read, you know, one short chapter a day and do the very short exercise. And it's just a really powerful way to really use and understand the power of your body and how you can transform your energy, shift your mood, shift your outlook, and really connect with your true self every day. And it really just takes a couple of minutes. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So visit embodyingjoy.com/freegift, and I would love to share it with you.
Well, thank you so much. And how else can people connect with you?
Thank you. So my website is embodyingjoy.com, embodyingjoy.com. And there you can access a number of other resources I've got available. Like I said, the best one is to go to the free gift because that's the most comprehensive program. But you can also learn about my upcoming retreats and tours. I've got one coming up in February. We're doing a joy tour of Thailand.
Oh, wow.
We'll spend 2 weeks laughing and playing together and just in that shared intention of really connecting with our true selves, our deepest joy, and in paradise where we'll be visiting a tropical island and sitting on the beach, eating fresh coconuts and eating mangoes and laughing on the beach. It's just a powerful, laser-focused way to really connect with your joy in a hurry through spiritual practices, meditation, laughter, play, and just all of these intentional practices designed to help you reconnect with the truth of who you are, and that is where the joy comes from. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much, Anne. It was such a pleasure. You really shared some valuable information on joy.
So glad.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you were with us, and everyone, I hope you have a blessed day and week. Bye for now. Take care.
Bye-bye.